Justice is just something you can only treat the object. The object is an adam. The pasuk is lashon adam, right? Kasha yitain mum ba'adam ken yinasim ba'al. So he's under the category of an adam. What he did with his mind, that has nothing to do with it. And what he does with his money has nothing to do with it. So what the Rambam is saying is that the Isser of Lo Sikom is the Isser for the Yochid to implement justice over the deed, the action of the perpetrator that was done against him. You see? There the Rambam says, that's the Isser of Lo Sikom. That's the Isser of Lo Sikom. So the Rambam says, why can't you do it? Why can't you do it? Because he says it's not roi for the individual to implement justice over in this case. And the question is why? Because it's only divrei ha'olam hazeh, he says. So it's not roi for the person to do it. It's not, it has to be done dina d'nafshe. That's what the Rambam says. He can't do it. He can't do it. Why? You see that we're right. Because what does the Rambam say? Think of the Rambam. Rambam's like this. The Rambam says, he says, Zui Deo Rohi Admaot. Elo Rohi Lo Lo Odom Lios Mavir Al Midosov. What does mean Mavir Al Midosov mean? What does mean Midosov? It means Mido Keneged Mido. That's what it means. Midosov means Mido. His Midos, he shouldn't say, he did this X, I'm going to have to do X back. The midos, it should not be mida kenega mida. That's what it means. Mavram midosa means, I don't care. I'm not looking for mida kenega mida. That's what he's saying. And if the individual looks for mida kenega mida, it's not that the individual's sight is, it's not that his aim is to harm the person. If it's to harm the person, he's a rusher, he borders on kfirah. But his aim is justice. Mida kenega mida. He did this to me, justice demands that I act and back to him exactly the same way as he did to me. You see, the same idea of mida kenega mida comes up, because justice, as we said, must be exact. If it's not exact, it's not justice. If you think it's justice, you're just clouding your mind. Because the concept doesn't allow for any kind of compromise, you see. So mida kenega, it means to say that the individual says he did this to me, must be done back to him mida kenega mida. The Rambam says if you do that, You're engaging in a deor ra admaod, a deor ra admaod. That's what Rambam's saying. What does it mean? See, the Rambam means like this. Rambam means that you'll notice. I mean, it's easy to observe, but you'll notice a lot of times people that are very very upset about certain about injustices, but you'll also notice, and many times they're right. The way they describe the injustice. But there's only one theme that you'll notice among all of these observations. And that is that for some reason, the injustices that pertain to them are the ones that they single out from all the phenomena that go on in the world, and they attach themselves to that. You see? Those are... And even though if you ask them objectively, do you think that this is... the worst injustice, certainly worse ones, that you know about that have occurred in the past, that you're surrounded with billions of times in the present and that will occur in the future, in spite of all this information, the individual somehow is fixed on this particular injustice and is set on correcting it first, before any other injustice is remedied. Now the question is why? And the answer is that the reason, you see, and the person will say, well, if a person was wronged and he wants to complain about it, what's he going to say? That person is a rusher because they did this to me? No, that's what he may think that way. But he won't say that. He'll say it's an injustice. We can't tolerate this in the community. It's an injustice. We have to do something about this. You see? Happens to me, I'm involved, but it's an injustice. You see? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "Zu mido rohi yad ma'od." That mida, that is a terrible, terrible mida. That the person should, even though the, and the individual say, well, they're wrong, I'm just thinking in terms of, and could you prove to me that I'm wrong? It definitely is an injustice. He has on his side a logical concept, an institution that everybody recognizes without a doubt, and he's 100% right. And Ram says, that's 100% wrong. That's midorad mode. Because the desire to instill justice when the personal is involved is not a desire for justice, it's a desire for the self. You see, it's a love of the self, and it's an attachment to the material. You see, that's what the Rambam says. So that's a midorad ma'od, that with regard to himself, he suddenly wants to decide that he wants to bring about a justice. So that's what the Rambam says, that a person royal ola adam lios mavir al midos of. And a perfection demands that when it comes to justice and you're involved, you have to be mavir al midos of. You have to say, I don't want justice. I forfeit justice. It's not mida kenega mida. That's what the person has to say. That is the proper mida. Okay, that's what he says. That's the proper data. That leroy lo leodam liyos mavir al midos of al kol divrei ha'olam. Shakol etzel ha-mevinim divrei hevel vavoy. Veinon kedai linkom aleihem. That's what the Rambam says. In other words, the individual is faced, when an individual is wronged, he's faced with two situations. And if he doesn't look carefully, he's going to fool himself. And he's going to think he's a great proponent of justice. Nothing to do with it. It's true, it's justice, and he's right. But over here, there's something else involved. This is not a situation which he should use for justice. This is a situation which he should use to perfect himself. To perfect himself. Lios mavra midasav. And not to be obsessed with the divri havoi. And on the contrary, to forget about the loss. And forget about him. Forget about how he was wronged. That's what he should do when it comes to the personal. When it comes to the realm of Dionys, for the shofet, for the dayan, that's the person that should be, because then it's an objective kind of justice that he's instilling, that he's creating. But when on the personal level, you should not go for justice. On the contrary. And if the individual fools himself and thinks that he's such a great lover of justice and suddenly he's engaging justice, that's deo ro admod. That's what the Rambam says. And it's a different idea of Mekama. Different idea of Mekama. A person's attitude should always be, whatever happens, that's it. If it wasn't Ashgacha, it wouldn't happen. So if that's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something else. That has nothing to do with getting him back. Then you're getting back to the infantile. The infantile kind of revenge, what people call revenge, the Rambam doesn't even address it. The Torah doesn't even address that. That's dumb nonsense. That's where the person is a fool, and the person has given up all the ideas that the Torah has taught him. He's just thrown out of his mind, and he's just going to follow a silly, childish notion. That forget about. That's the same thing. And with regard to his own Torah, that's between him and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What did David HaMelech say? It's not... Don't kill Shimi ben Gera. He says, God told him to call us David. That's insofar as the damage that happens to me, it couldn't happen unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen. So that's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is taking the comma. Now's not time to take the comma. You feel bad for me? That's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam's Lo Sikom, the Torah's Lo Sikom, is not revenge. It has nothing to do with revenge. It's a different concept. Different concept. Oh, the case, you understand? That's why the other case, the question we raised, good. In other words, we said it's really two forms of the same thing. Correct? In other words, it's two forms of the same thing. I say, you didn't lend me your car, I'm not going to lend you my car. Or I say, you know what? I'm not like you. Take the car. Go ahead. Or I imply that way. I don't say it openly. Right? We said it's two forms of the same thing. It's only two forms of the same thing if you're trying to get him back. But that's not what the Rambam's talking about. That's a crazy man. That's a person that lost his mind. You see, that person doesn't know what's going on in the world. So that's not... His nekama is to justice. So justice demands that you don't give him the car. If you give him the car, then you say, I'm not like you. That's not justice. Justice can't be compromised. Justice is midah keneged midah. It must be like the Rambam says, the Marduch, it must be exact. And that's what the Dvar Hashem says. It must be kasher neyitein mum ba'odam kein yinasein ba. Exactly. And it's moments not exact, not justice. If he didn't lend you the car, you can't lend him your car. The moment you lend him your car, I don't care what you do and say you compromise, that's not in the car anymore. That's okay. Now we answered. Now you see why Lositor is not Losito, because it has nothing to do with it. In Lositor, there is no Mido connected Mido. There's no justice in Lositor. You give him the car, but you say something to make him feel. But that's not Mido connected Mido. Mido connected Mido means you can't give him the car. So if you give him the car and say I'm not like you, you make him a little comment. Okay, so you made him upset for a second, but you didn't do what he did to you. You see, he didn't give you the car, so you're doing something else. That's not the car anymore. That's why Lositor could never be under Losikom, because there's nothing to do with it whatsoever. Because Losikom, the Isra of Losikom, is an individual's attachment to justice when it's Nogeya himself. That's what Losikom is. But it's an attachment to justice. The Torah has to be logical. So Losito has nothing to do with it. Interesting. What does the Rambam say? What's wrong with Netira? Funny, also funny. Nothing is simple. What's wrong with Netira? He doesn't say because you remember the... Most people think he's note there because that's a bad thing, to remember the hatred. The Rambam doesn't seem to say that. Eva Belibo. He doesn't seem to say that, the Rambam. He doesn't say that. Because the Rambam says, what's wrong with it? He says... That's the reason. I'm saying something totally different. Ram's not saying because it's evil to maintain hatred in your heart. That's losisna tzichichabavavecha. It's something different. That's not losita. That's not losita according to Rambam. According to the Rambam, losita is a completely different thing. Losita is really tied to what we said last week. Pentishkach hasadvarim asher ro'u einecha. That there's a shikchas halei that can take place from something that you saw with your own eyes. You actually saw it. It registered on your senses and on your brain and your mind, and you can forget it. Pentishkach hasadvarim asher ro'u einecha. Pen yasur mevovcha kol yinecha yecha. And the Isra of the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, what does Rambam say? You have to always, in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, we did last week, that you have to always, how do you know, how long do you have to learn? How do you know? Because if you don't learn, who shokheach? One of the guys with photographic memory doesn't get a thing. The answer is because he's not talking about that type of forgetting. But the Torah holds is a different kind of forgetting, like we mentioned last week. What kind of forgetting is this? That if the energies, if the psychic energies of the individual are removed from the area, then he completely forgets it. That's like a person that was that's what I mentioned to you, a person that was that went off with Derech Ra. He was a Talmud Chacham and he went off with Derech Ra. You'll see, inevitably he's going to become an Amatz. He's not going to be able to. It's impossible for him to maintain the lumdus and the yediyah satara and the chachmas. Is going to be gone, because the moment he's going to have to take away the psychological energy that was invested in these things and remove it completely. You see, and once he does, he's going to lose his knowledge. The knowledge will be gone. That's a different kind of a shikha. That's what the Rambam says. That shikha is awesome. Penyasur muvavcha, the Rambam says. So therefore, you can't stop learning Torah. Why? Because if you stop learning Torah, what does it mean? That means you have no investment, you have no energy invested in that area. You're not interested anymore. No more investment, you forget, have to forget. Not the forgetting of the memory. Perfect memory. A photographic memory, won't forget a thing. But he's going to forget. Because he doesn't want it anymore. Different kind of forgetting. You see? That's what the Rambam, the same idea the Rambam has over here in Losita. The Rambam doesn't mean that you shouldn't harbor the hatred. That's not what the Rambam is saying. That's what everybody understands Lositor. The Rambam doesn't understand that way. The Rambam meant Lositor, you have to forget it. It has to be forgotten. He has no memory traces anymore. Not because the traces are undone, but because there's no more energy invested. And if he asked me, said, you remember when that guy did that to you? I said, well, when was that? I don't remember. You see? just like a person doesn't remember anything that's not significant to him. Lava daite, he doesn't know it. So he's not responsible. He's not responsible. It's halacha. He's not responsible anymore because this is la ramula. So it's halacha also. So over here, what the Rambam is saying is, the halacha of losito doesn't mean that you shouldn't harbor the hatred. It means you shouldn't remember it. You can't even remember it. If you remember it, then you're over losito. You see? If you remember it, you're over losito. That's what the Rambam says. Take a look at his lashon. Eloyimcha dover milibo velo yitrenu, and then he gives the reason. Lefichoch ikpida, comes back again the second time. Lefichoch ikpida Torah lanatira ad sheyimcha ha'ovon milibo velo yiskerenu klal. He has no memory tree. He doesn't remember it anymore. Does not remember it. It means the person that is the halacha of. So that's a different halacha altogether. It's not harboring hatred. That's losisnas achibavavecha. This lositor means that you have to bring yourself to the point where you actually forget it. You actually forget. Just like there's a mitzvah to remember Torah and a lav against forgetting it, over here it's a mitzvah to forget. Exactly the opposite. The mitzvah is to forget. That he has to remove his emotions completely from the event. For the event, he has to remove his emotions completely from the event. So as if it never happened. Never happened. It's not a matter. It's not. He shouldn't bear a grudge. He shouldn't have any memory of the event. That's it. That's what the Rambam says, and that's why the Rambam says so. So the question is, so why? What's wrong if I remember the event? So what's wrong if I remember the event? So the Rambam says, because if you remember the event, then you're liable to get involved in Lashigam. That's the thing. So. That's why the halacha of Lositor is really a halacha. It's an interesting thing. It's really a halacha, according to the Rambam, which is one that is, the reason is strange. The reason is very strange. Because why do I have to do this? What's wrong if I remember it? It's not because the Rambam's saying that the Torah is demanding from you. You should be such a tzaddik. I mean, it sounds like the Torah is demanding the highest level. It shouldn't bother you. I mean, that can't be halacha. Losita means that you have to voluntarily remove all your energies from this particular situation. So the question is, the Rambam says, why? Why do I have to do that? Why? I mean, I have to be such a chassid. There's no demand like that in the Torah. So there must be a reason for it. That's what the Rambam had a problem with. What's losito? Losito we understood. But losito, what's the reason for it? So the Rambam says only one reason. That this, you must do this, why? In order to prevent, since losito is such a powerful emotion. Because you see, most of mankind is engaged in that every day and every moment. I mean, don't underestimate the lav. The lav is something which goes on, and hardly a person you can talk to that would... that if you lend them an ear, I mean, they'll immediately tell you about all the injustices of their life. So the losikam is something which is a part of, very strongly tied, the energies are very strongly tied in that area. So the Rambam says the human psyche is such that there is so much energy in that area that the Torah created another lava of lositor. You should forget the event in order to make sure that the energy doesn't go back into that area. Because the energy can very, very quickly go back. It's something which everybody is waiting to invest energy into, you see? So that's why the Torah really saw losikom is such a bad thing. So the Torah created the lava of Lositor as a backdrop in order to prevent the losikom. You see? Because the event happens to have a certain psychological value, you see? So that's why it's described as Netira. But that's not really the love. The love is that you have to remove yourself completely so that you don't remember the event. It's an amazing thing. And now the last reason of Rambam. Why does Rambam give the last reason? The last reason is a funny reason. So in other words, so that's fine. Stop there. Nope. The Rambam says v'zui adei hanachona, as if it's a continuation. If you notice, she'ef shishay yiskayim ba yishev haaretz u'masom matam shal bnei adam zem zeh. You see. What is wrong? He should have said va'od. Va'od lefika chikpita tara on the tirat shem chav mi liba v'leis kren. That's one. Okay, so finish that already. Now it's a siyug for lo sikom, right? Now we should have said the ode it's impossible to do it otherwise. The Ram says another reason. Ram doesn't say another reason. The Ram just flows. He just goes on. He says v'lo yiskayim klal. Then he goes on. V'zu yadei anachonah she'efshir she'yiskayim bo yishiv haaretz u'masom matanam shel b'nei adam zemzeh. Okay, this is the backdrop against which the Kiyum Olam takes place. So the Ram sounds like it flows in there. Flows in. What does the Ram mean? See, the Ram was still bothered. When he reached this point, the idea that Netira is really in order to prevent Nekima, because Lo Sikom, because Nekama is such a powerful driving man, so powerful, so the Torah had to create a Lo Sito to prevent it. The Rambam wasn't happy with that idea on an individual plane. In other words, that the Torah gave you Lo Sikom, and now the Torah gave you something else. Now the Torah says, and I'm giving you a siyag. You see, I'm giving you a siyag. Besides that, I want to make sure that you don't do it, so I'm giving you a siyag of Lo Sito. The Rambam wasn't, for some reason, in the Rambam's mind, the Rambam wasn't happy with that. That it's just an ordinary siyag for Lo Sikom. You see? The Rambam held that something is a broader idea over here. The idea is that you have to do it not just for yourself, that you shouldn't be over personally Lo Sikom. You see, that could have been all right, and if we were the Rambam, we probably would stop there. But the Rambam didn't like that idea, that it means that it's in order to help me, to assist me, that I shouldn't do the karma. I shouldn't be over there. I shouldn't get a chait. I shouldn't get a chait and yet personally get involved in something which is bad. You see, it's a self-protective device. The Rambam didn't hold it. The Rambam held that Lo Sitor is like this. That why do I have to make sure that I don't do Lo Sikom? Not because I should not do an Avera. That's not the reason. The reason is because I'm just an individual and there are many, many individuals in the world. And on an objective plane, a person should guide himself, should be attached to the ways in which Kiyum HaOlam takes place. And therefore, he has to have that kind of a sense of responsibility. That his nihug must be attached to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Kiyum HaOlam. That's a Ratzon Hashem, Kiyum HaOlam. So therefore, he should say to himself like this, that I must remove all the energy invested in this event. I must do it. Why? Because I'm just one instance of a situation of Kiyum HaOlam. In other words, what would be bad if I get involved in Lo Sikom? What would be bad would be that Kiyum HaOlam would be not just simply for Lo Sikom personally. Of course, that's included as well. But the Rambam is saying it's more than that. It's more than on a personal level that I shouldn't do an Avera. There's a higher idea. The higher idea is that I must do it because my attachment to God's will of Kiyum HaOlam demands that I protect an individual, every individual. I'm just one instance. But I have to protect every individual from getting involved in this type of activity because it's bad for the world, you see. It's bad for Kiyum HaOlam. So it's not just because of a selfish reason that I don't want to be over Lo Sikom, because the Torah doesn't usually give a siyad for that. That Chacham gives you. So over here the Rambam is saying it's a broader idea. It's not a siyag that you shouldn't do it. It's a siyag that this nihug, you have to eliminate this kind of a nihug. And you have a responsibility to Kiyum HaOlam, because that's God's will and you should be in line with that will. And if you're in line with that will, so you'll always do things that will prevent situations that are counter to Kiyum HaOlam. And therefore the Rambam says, that that's why, that is the dayah. Lo Sitor is a whole day. According to the Rambam, Lo Sitor is you're preventing yourself from Lo Sikom because you're concerned with Kiyum HaOlam and you recognize that Kiyum HaOlam cannot take place if individuals are going to slip into that kind of a that type of an activity. So the Rambam says, so that's how the Rambam draws in Lo Sitor into Kiyum HaOlam. Because if he didn't bring Kiyum HaOlam, it would just be simply like a siyog, so I shouldn't be over the other. The Rambam didn't hold that. The Rambam, that didn't appeal to him. The Rambam held that's enough. The Rambam, it's a much broader concept. It means that I shouldn't allow myself to be in a situation I'll slip into Lo Sitor and get into that way of acting, because of that's why I have that responsibility? Kiyum HaOlam. Not just because of myself. Kiyum HaOlam. Both are true, but it's a much broader concept. That's the Rambam. Okay, Maxim said that the Rambam says it in Pirush Mishnayos on what? On the Dalakaf's course. Yeah. Apparently the Rambam held that there are certain things that we have to do, because if a person has Avas Hashem, so he has to have Ava for Ratzon Hashem. It has to be part, and insofar as his little doing over here, he's an element in creating a picture in which Ratzon Hashem can be done. He's only a yachid, but it's still something. So he has to be attached to that. That's what the Rambam says. Okay. No, I mean, that's right. Kol Talmud Chacham, by a Talmud Chacham is exactly the opposite. What is the Lashon Rambam? On the contrary, he has to be noting and note there. He can't forget it, and he's got to do it. Why? Because that is not a personal thing. That's not a personal thing. That is really hard for the individual to do. It's something which the Talmud Chacham does not, he'd rather forget about and not be bothered. He's mechuyev because it's the Torah's mechuyev to go and do it. And I'll tell you something. If a guy is very happy doing it, I suspect him.